Okay, so my name is Christina Dahlstrom, and I'll just do a brief introduction, and thank you to the previous presenters. Very interesting to learn about the HEROES Initiative. So, and we'll have time for questions after, so make sure to keep those. So my name is Christina Dahlstrom. I recently completed a Public Health Prevention Service Fellowship with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and I completed my two-year field assignment in San Antonio, Texas, and so I'll be presenting today on our Mayor's Fitness Council Student Ambassador Program and sharing evaluation results for the previous year. Before I get started, I would remiss to leave out physical activity, so I'd like everyone to stand up real quick. We're just going to do a quick little stretch break. So let's do a little stretching, arms overhead, clasp your hands, and then kind of go over to your right, nice stretch, and then over to your left, and then back to the center. Let's move a little bit, march in place. I know it's a little chilly in this room, so get the blood circulating. Okay, and you can do one on your own, a little lottery pick. So I'll just do one more of these. Oh, arms out to the side. Okay, excellent. Thank you, everyone. Okay, so my objectives for my presentation today, I'll describe the Mayor's Fitness Council Student Ambassador Program, the evaluation results of our pilot year, and explain some implications for implementing a similar initiative in your community. So some background information. The Student Ambassador Program is a program of the San Antonio Mayor's Fitness Council. So just want you to be aware that this program is really part of a larger community-wide initiative that is aimed at increasing physical activity and healthy eating across the community, across sectors, and of course reducing overweight and obesity. So for the first year of our program, we selected 35 student ambassadors from grades 5th through 12th, and they were selected through a competitive application process. So we received over 150 applications, and we really wanted to make sure we had distributions across geographic areas of San Antonio and Bexar County. We have over 16 school districts in the county, so I want to make sure that the school districts were well represented and also have representation from private schools as well. And this was very much a structured program. We had trainings on health topics related to physical activity and healthy eating and leadership development. And the students conducted a health needs assessment, which I will be sharing results from that. And the students as well implemented a health improvement project at their school campus, and I will be sharing some information from those projects. And they also take part in a youth service learning day. And that's really an opportunity for them to share their knowledge with other students related to physical activity and healthy eating. So the goal of our program is to have an active student ambassador in each school in San Antonio by 2020. This is somewhat of a lofty goal. We have over 450 schools in San Antonio and Bexar County, so, but we're reaching towards that each year. Just to give you a sense of our overweight and obesity rates for youth, 30% of 9th to 12th grade students in San Antonio are overweight or obese. So, and that's based on our youth risk behavioral surveillance survey data. So our objectives with the program are to increase the proportion of students who are meeting national physical activity recommendations by 5% by 2016, increase the number of students in Bexar County who are consuming 5 or more fruits and vegetables per day, and increasing the proportion of students in Bexar County who are at a healthy weight by 10% by 2020. And next I'm going to share some of the findings from our needs assessment. Now, we originally were calling this a needs assessment, but we reframed it to be a roadmap in response to some of the school's concerns about students assessing what's happening at the school. So we really wanted to make this more of an environmental scan where the students are looking at what's happening in their school, after school, home, and neighborhood environments related to physical activity and nutrition. And the purpose of this roadmap assessment was both for them to gather information about their health environments and also to identify areas of improvement for their projects that they would be implementing. And the roadmap was based on the CDC School Health Index and the Fuel Up to Play 60 Wellness Investigation. It was really adapted for use by students and it included both closed and open-ended questions, and students were really asked to be observing what's happening at their school and talk with their peers and their teachers. And based on those survey or the roadmap results, I analyzed those findings and identified some key themes that I'll share with you. So among the students that participated, again, we had 35 students. So these are our key findings from that assessment. The majority of students indicated that driving was the most popular way to get to school. So about 85% of students got to school by driving. And they identified the main barrier to walking and biking to school as the distance between school and home. The second key theme was that most students identified they did get some form of physical activity at school. As we discussed in the previous presentation, it's not always clear if that's quality physical education time or not. So this was really just that they got some form of physical activity. And most students indicated, talking about what's sold outside of school meals, competitive foods, is primarily unhealthy. Candy, cookies, cookie dough, these are foods that are sold at after school events, sporting events, carnivals, parties, that type of thing. And the majority of students indicated that taste was the primary reasons that made these foods so popular. So important in terms of looking at the taste testing as an option, which previous presenters talked about. So we shared these findings with the superintendents of the school districts in Bexar County, along with some recommendations for obesity prevention in schools. And now to discuss the health improvement projects that the students worked on at their schools. So students completed a variety of projects. They were primarily at their school. Some were also community-based. These were all aimed towards increasing healthy eating and physical activity. So we had students that did walking or running groups, 5K, run-walk, school garden, Zumba classes, health fairs, and yoga classes were also popular. And so I wanted to share some of our evaluation findings for the first year. So for the first three questions are really focused more on the individual student ambassadors' health behaviors. So we wanted to look at whether they increased consumption of fruits and vegetables, have they increased the amount of physical activity that they engage in, and has participation in community physical activity opportunities increased among the ambassadors. And then the fourth was really looking at more of the impact on the student body in terms of participating in their projects. So we did a pre and post survey focused on the student ambassadors' health behaviors. The questions were adapted from the Youth Risk Behavioral Surveillance Survey. And we had in the pretest was collected in September when they started the program. We had 27 ambassadors complete it, and the post-test was in May, so it was about 9 months time. Then when they completed the program, we had 22 respondents. And also the students completed a monthly survey where they were asked to report on student, faculty, and community member participation in their health projects. So for nutrition, here are some of our findings from the pre and post survey. In terms of fruit consumption is the first one. We saw an increase in terms of the ambassadors that reported eating three or more fruits per day from 37% to 52%. And vegetable intake, including green salad and vegetables, this could be fresh or frozen, and we saw an increase in terms of consumption three or more times a day from 15% to 24%. Still relatively low, but we did see an increase there. And then in terms of breakfast, we saw an increase from 63% reporting eating breakfast every day of the week to 73% after the program. And then in terms of physical activity, we saw a decrease in terms of, well, overall we saw an increase in physical activity. So I grouped this according to students that reported being active for at least 1 hour, 0 to 4 days, and that went down from 33% to 27%, and that's because we saw an increase in the number of students reporting at least 5 days per week of being physically active for at least 1 hour, and that increased from 67% to 73%. And then participation in team sports, and this was in participating in at least one team sport, that remained the same, approximately 75% to 76%. And then, again, since this is part of a larger community-wide initiative with the Mayor's Fitness Council, we wanted to know if students were taking advantage of the opportunities in the community for free physical activity. And so we asked them, this was really just a post-test question, so we're not able to compare pre and post, but our Seek La Via event is our Play in the Streets event in San Antonio that happens twice a year. 51% of students said they attended that. We had our Go Kids Challenge, that's related to physical activity and water and consumption, and 14% of students participated in that. Our San Antonio Sports Family Fit Family Challenge, and also a physical activity challenge, 11% of students participated in. And then slightly lower numbers in our Fitness in the Park is our free exercise classes in the parks, and our San Antonio Walks program is a free community walking program. So opportunity for growth here in terms of connecting students to the larger initiative. Excuse me. We also asked students to describe their weight. And I find this slide interesting because it shows that really if you look at the students that thought of themselves as the right weight, it actually went down slightly, and really I think this is because after participating in the program, this is my own speculation, that students were more realistic about their perception of weight. I don't think it's going to be seen in the course of 9 months a significant change in weight, but that these students were really starting to understand how their own weight compared in terms of a normal weight. And then looking at the impact on the student body, these are really some numbers that show the number of students, community members, and faculty participating in the students' projects. I wanted to highlight a couple here. The first one, the Walk with the Principal Nights. They had two of those events and drew over 700 attendees. And this was a really popular event. They used the school track, and this was through a shared use project at the school. And really promoted physical activity by having this event and drawing in neighbors from the surrounding community. And the principal was really the champion for this event and was a two-time heart attack survivor, so really served as a good leader for the children and also for parents in the community. And then the third one down, the Hawthorne Academy Walking and Running Group, this is one of our, I call rock star students, they're all great, but this one, she had a walking running group that met weekly. They were out on the Riverwalk, which is, if you've been to San Antonio, you might know that's a really nice attraction and a great place for physical activity. And they did a training for a 5K and 10K, so the walking running group met weekly to train for that. So just to share some implications for you all, if you're considering developing a student obesity prevention initiative, we're moving pretty quickly the first year and realized we didn't develop a training manual for what the students would do throughout the year. So we found that the students were kind of getting dragged in different directions. People really want the students to come out and be their spokesperson for different things. So we want to keep them focused. Having core competencies and making sure you have a training manual that matches that. Engaging school leadership. I think we've heard this again from the previous presenters, but the school principals are very important to keep this initiative moving. The third thing is providing resources for students to implement evidence-based strategies. I think we found that the students did some great projects. I think we could really push them a little bit to think about, how can we integrate extracurricular physical activity opportunities more, limiting the sale of less healthy foods and beverages and sporting events, concessions, classroom parties, that type of thing, promoting active transportation to and from school is another area. Also, the fourth thing is what we really did for this first year was looking at impact on the student ambassadors themselves, and some in terms of the numbers of participants, but something I would really encourage you to look at is the measuring the impact on schools. So how is it that this student ambassador is having an influence on the larger school environment in terms of creating opportunities for healthy eating and active living, and just looking at that sustainability piece. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors. They're not able to be here today, but Lisette Leal-Vasquez, she is our Healthy Schools Committee Chair. Christine Rutherford-Stewart was my former supervisor and program advisor. The Mayor's Fitness Council, of course, and we have our Healthy Schools Committee under that that really informed this project. Thank you, and I think we'll take questions.